Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Thanksgiving coming up next week, my favorite meal of the entire year. But this is not the easiest meal to shop for in terms of wine.
No, it's not.
Because the temptation may be to get a lot of expensive wine and put it on the table. And Hugh, I think it kind of gets lost in the shuffle.
I think it gets lost in the shuffle given the traditional menus with the turkey and the gravy and the sauerkraut and the ham and beef and all the rest of that. Plus, I like to think of Thanksgiving as being more a family-focused than a wine-focused occasion. So I'm actually a big fan of going to good value, slightly less expensive wines that are just good drinkers. So I went and did a little survey, and I actually am pretty pleased with the stuff I came up with. So anyway, here's my selections for Thanksgiving. An Italian winemaker called Mascio, M-A-S-C-H-I-O, has a lovely non-vintage sparkling rosé. Pale salmon, toasty with a little berry flavor. It's just slightly off dry, so It just kind of will sit well with a lot of things. And that's going to sell for a whopping $15.
Nice.
Yeah. I like stuff like that. From South America, interesting little Pinot Noir from a producer called Trapiche. It's the 2014 Mendoza Pinot Noir. This one was a little bit interesting. I opened the bottle. It sort of had some very tarry aromatics that came off. They blew off in about a half an hour, yielding a very pleasant cherry berry with a little bit of hint of a tobacco Pinot Noir. And at $11, I thought that was actually a pretty good buy.
Yeah, that really sounds great.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Now, if you want to do something a little more firm in terms of a white, here's a wine called L'Oiseau d'Or, the Gold Bird, from Chateau de Loisennelier. That was a really hard one. We'll put this on the website. It was a 2014, another $15 gem. This is it's a Muscadet pear and green apple with a wonderful minerality. So if you want something that's going to stand up to some sort of richly flavored foods, this would be it. Okay, moving to the big reds. Hey, going back to Lodi, which is an area that we like. Clinker Brick has a 2012 Zinfandel, sells for about $18. This is a gem. Big berry spice, notes of roasted nuts and mocha, well layered, and again, at $18 a bottle. I'm liking this quite a bit. Now, something you and I have talked about for years when we're talking about Thanksgiving wines, Alan, has been Beaujolais. And I tried two. I did a Beaujolais Village from Louis Jadot, 2015, which sells for about $15. And then I tried another one, which was Chateau de la Chaise, which was an old vine. It was a Brilly, so it was a cru Beaujolais. It sells for about $30. I would spend the extra money and get the cru Beaujolais, the Brilly. This was just lovely. Light cherry and spice, not overly big, and just a really lovely wine. And then to wrap up, this was, I thought, a terrific value. This is from Helfrich. So 2013 Vin d'Alsace, Gewürztraminer. This stuff is dynamite. Just classic. Rose petals, spice with notes of peach on the overall flavor profile. Pretty decent acidity. Slightly off dry, so it has a little bit of fleshiness to it, and it's $15. So I loved it.
You're kidding.
No, it was terrific. Yeah, it was very,
super
very happy.
Value.
Yeah, I liked that one quite a bit. So,
We're going to put these on the website so you all can go shopping and have some fun. Wish you a very happy Thanksgiving next week. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.